Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. Welcome to our monthly committee of the whole meeting. This time we will stand for a moment of silence and then pledge allegiance and flag this picture.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, you can see the, we have the agenda on the screen if you want to follow along. And at this time, we would have set aside for citizens' comments if there's any residents of the school district that wish to address the board this evening. Is there anyone? Okay. Thank you for coming. And then we would move into the personnel report. Which we have a small personnel report that hopefully everyone has had a chance to look over. And we look for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Personnel report is approved. Property and Services Committee, Mr. Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did not have any action items to go over this evening. However, I do have an information item. As you recall, last month we approved to transfer money over. I do have the final amounts based on our final audit to transfer to capital reserve. We agreed to transfer half to capital reserve, half to commitments for the technology, and keep the amount in PESR. So those are the final amounts that I will include in the consent agenda.
Sounds good.
That's what I was doing at the ground turn.
Well, no, it's on. The bill says it's going through.
Test.
Yeah.
Not here.
Check.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
I'm recorded. I love it.
Were there any anything else on the property and services? Any questions?
Sure, sweet.
Okay. Program committee, Dr. Lark.
I have three items that will be action items for next week. The first is, as you know, we had an incident at the high school, and so there are approval of four expulsion waivers. Any questions about that? At this point, I'll make the answer.
That just means that we don't have a hearing or anything.
Right, we don't have a hearing or anything.
Right.
They waive the expulsion. Yes. Okay.
Very good.
The next is what appears to be our monthly agenda item of approval of affidavits of guardianship. We do have a copy of that in the agenda. Any questions about those? And then finally, as you remember, last month we had a presentation on the district comprehensive plan. We will be approving that on Monday, and so another copy of that is in the agenda manager for you to review if you haven't reviewed it. And we have also added five building plans that go along with those. So I will take any questions now or next week before you approve it either way.
Yes, for the individual building plans, I guess that we haven't seen that before, right? So we look over that.
Right.
And yes, we could. If there may have any questions, we could remove that, you know, for discussion. If there would be a chance to look over that.
Okay. And then lastly, I have an information item. There are two novels that the middle school is requesting for 7th grade English. One is called A Long Walk to Water, and the other one In the agenda manager, there is a short synopsis of each of those books, and I have them here for you to review if you would like to see them, or you can contact me in my office and I'll let you see them as well there. We will be approving those next month. Any questions? That is our report.
Okay, and hopefully at least a couple of us will get a chance to look at this and maybe read them. So.
Have you read the one?
I read the synopsis and I looked through and I've read up.
No judgment, I understand.
I haven't read it, but it looks like it, this one especially looks like it would be a good book.
Does the school give you a free Kindle download?
I don't know. Do you get a free Kindle download?
Just teasing.
Okay, that really ends my report.
Okay, any other questions on anything regarding programs or program committee? Okay, hearing none, then we'll move into the management committee. Dr. Hollis.
Thank you. I'll see if we can slow things down a little bit. we will have an action item next week for the approval of a new agreement between the board of directors and supervisors. I mentioned this last month on an executive session. We will discuss that again in a negotiation executive session, and that will be public information then next week prior to the agreement. So that will be an action item that we would like to have approved next week. Information items. Springly. Information items. Spartan Foundation for Education continues to pick up steam. They just recently had a new round of grant awards, and you can see there the number of them have increased over the previous, and they're getting a little bit more innovative. So we're absolutely heading in the right direction. The foundation is still flush with a little over $30,000 to commit to these projects. The first project, Mr. Lehman and Mrs. Williams are planning a trip to Vietnam, which is a unique opportunity for students because you have Mrs. Williams, who was born and partially raised in Vietnam, and is going to give the real tour of Vietnam, not the tourist tour. They're going to stay in houses, not hotels, and it's going to be a sort of a feet on the ground kind of tour, which is why the foundation was very interested. Not that Europe isn't a nice visit, but Europe's just a little visit to us and our history. Vietnam is a very different visit. So the foundation was interested in partially sponsoring that trip that will take place this June. So we're excited that. That we're going to have some students visiting the Southeast. Second project, you may have heard of this. This has been around for some time, the Flat Stanley Project. This is a variation of that they're going to conduct at Boonball Elementary. So we're excited that our students will be having some contact with students from around the world there. The third one is a continued support of the Arabic enrichment class that occurs at our elementary schools. That's a short enrichment period over several weeks. The software supports that enrichment class conducted by Mr. Lynn Stover, who is actually a music teacher, but had spent some significant time in the Peace Corps prior to taking up his teaching career and can speak several dialects of Arabic. So it's a great resource for our kids. It's an enrichment project. Not all students participate. It is self-select based on certain criteria. So we're excited to continue to see that be supported by the foundation. And then the final item is interesting. We have a number of former faculty members who have now relocated to different corners of the world. And so this is playing off of old favors. We're going to contact some of those folks. And Mr. Wright now is going to conduct an art contest among several different countries. So again, sharing the work of a photo where language is in the barrier. So it'll be exciting to see what comes from those four projects. Again, we're excited. The foundation is a strong board, about 20 members right now. We're always looking for one or two new ones. Several are stepping off or stepped off at the last meeting. Third year operation for our foundation, and they are doing well. So that concludes that part of my informational items. The next portion, I am excited to discuss. Let me just switch over to my notes here. The school performance profile, as you know, its first year implementation or publication was last school year. I was concerned, as were many folks, about some of the performance levels that were meeting at that time. The second dissemination of that information occurred one day after the governor's election, which I know no one is looking at as a coincidence. That was held up for about 6 weeks for unknown reasons. That was supposed to originally be released in early October, as I had shared with you, and then was held up. Regarding our performance here in the district, or rather the performance of students and our faculty members, I am pleased to report that we have seen some significant improvement. This summer, when we met with you and discussed some preliminary information, we were concerned or had expressed concern as an administrative team to the board in the information sharing session that we had. At that time, we told you we were giving you our worst possible scenarios. And in fact, the scenarios are much better than we expected for several reasons. I think probably two reasons. We're told, or it's sort of out there, at least the Secretary of Education and several other executive directors are implying that the test is more difficult or was more difficult, the test that students took this year. So that's one factor that had us concerned. The other factor is there are some growth components that are added into the score that weren't there last year. So understand that the score composite is a little bit more comprehensive than it was a year ago. Here's the bottom line. I have to rave for a second about Blueball Elementary School. At 90.9 on the school profile, they are ranked fifth in the county out of 70 elementary schools. That is phenomenal performance. Phenomenal performance. To give you some indication of what that means in comparison, I just did some quick searches that you can do on this tool. One of the search tools that you have is you can look for schools in your region that compare to you demographically and sort of in a school composite way. Of the schools that were in that group of elementary schools that I could count, and this is a quick search, I looked at there were five other schools that sort of met our threshold. I won't give you the exact school names, but I'll give you the school districts. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, and I'll mix up the scores. But the school districts that these elementary schools could be located in are Boyertown, Daniel Boone, Downingtown, Pottstown, and Fleetwood. The scores from those schools were 80.1, 78.4, 86.2, which was the closest one to the 90, 77.7, and 80.0. So the quick assumption is that Blue Ball, looking at schools compared to Blue Ball, are absolutely on top of that stack. Congratulations to the students, the faculty members, and all the folks who are contributing to that. To take it a little further, I was just curious. So I tunneled into the data and grabbed a school district that sits basically in the middle of Montgomery County. So you can give an idea of the affluency of that school district. And that school district has six elementary schools, and Blue Ball Elementary School's performance this year topped all six of those schools. That's Montgomery County, suburb of Philadelphia. And then just for kicks, I went a little further and went to the main line. And at that point, we start falling in second or third, but still topping some of the elementary schools that can be found in the Radnor and Haverford School Districts. This is incredible performance, and folks should be complimented for that. We still need to understand why. It's a complicated mechanism, it's a complicated reporting schedule. We need to make sure that we continue to see that score. That's a concern, because there is a growth model, and you can only grow so much before you have to start making up. This is an oversimplification, but as the growth continues, the achievement needs to start matching before you start falling down, because you don't have enough growth to get points. It's a very complicated model. And as I reported to you when this first came out 2 years ago, I support this over basic PSSA scores as a comparison. It's a little more comprehensive. It does factor in some other, a lot of the pieces. But the bottom line is we're seeing some success. In addition, the Brecknock Elementary School is ranked in the top 10 in the county. It is 10th among the 70 schools. And it moved from 21st to 10th place. So a huge gain there. Right behind them is New Holland Elementary School. New Holland moved from the 47th position to the 40th. And they have an extremely difficult demographic population in New Holland. They are really knocking it out. Now, I haven't, and I will do some comparison shopping for New Holland, too. But I'm certain that New Holland will be performing at the top as well. Our middle school moved up several places. Middle school moved from, from 10th in the county to 7th among the 21 middle schools. About 21 middle schools. Our high school fell a few points. I'm not overly concerned, I'm not happy about it, but I do think that a lot of what we've implemented still needs to take root at our high school, and we'll see those scores moving forward as well. I am very thrilled to report that to you this evening. I also need to compliment Dr. Larkin and her staff, who are the ones who are making decisions and working with teachers and coming up with the plans, the curriculum, Mr. Winters, Ms. Skelsall, Mrs. Martin, our special education students, did very well in the model. And Greg Frederick, who is the mastermind behind the data analysis and who's giving this information. So it's a real strong team working with our administrators and our teachers who, as I reported to you in my visits recently, are working really hard. And they're working really hard, and kids are happy about it. Kids are engaged. You go into our classrooms, and you can see it's very apparent that teachers care and love kids. And that goes a long way toward our success. So I have a lot of good news to report. I can follow up that achievement data, the school profile data, with the next piece, and that's the PVAS data. There is a small handout in your folders. It's a real broad overview of the PVAS data. If you recall, there are two major pieces of data. Achievement, just how high you're scoring on criteria, on a reference-based level. And then there's the PVAS, which is the growth piece. So those two pieces together contribute significantly to the overall school profile. What you're seeing on the PVAS summary on the first side, which is the side that has the graphs, the bar graphs, this is data that reflects teachers who are measured by PSSA. And what it's telling you is that all but five teachers in the district are moving their students a year's growth for a year's worth of school. Beyond that, there are 18 teachers who are exceeding their growth, meaning that students are gaining ground or essentially getting smarter, however you want to sort of simplify that, and excessive rates in those classrooms. They're gaining more than a year's worth of knowledge in 1 year. Likewise, the light blue is the same thing, just to a lesser degree, but they're still gaining more year's growth than 1 year, 1 year's knowledge. The challenge is when we have somewhat low achievement in some areas, the green isn't going to move us where we need to be. So while green is good and it's good for those teachers, we still need to get a little more from our staff. Obviously, those who are underperforming are another situation, difficult situation that we've got to address immediately. Only one teacher in the entire district was performing so poorly that they received sort of the red rating. You can look at that and read that. I'm going to read that to you. If you turn the page over and look at the pie charts, this is expressed in those pie charts. Just so you're understanding what you're reading, if you look down, for example, at science, all the way to the right, where you see the pink, which is actually red, you can see a large number of students in the proficient category, the P, yet it's rated pink. That essentially means that students are meeting proficiency, but they are not meeting growth, which is bad. And that's why it's rated. In other words, just because they're meeting, the PBAS captures those students who are pretty talented and can get by and get B's and A's without a lot of effort. This is the check to make sure that there is growth even in those students who are high achievers. That's what that says. So we have that data at those levels now and continue to look at that. Teachers have all this data too. They know who they are. They know where they're being successful. The final comment I'll make on that is that we do want to develop a recognition system, and I have some thoughts on that, for those who are really, really serving kids extremely well. And I'll be coming back to you with some thoughts on that in the very near future. Questions for me regarding the overall performance of our staff and our students' performance profile, PBAS data?
Biology, is that where we were running into the issue of, because we knew physics first and they're not teaching biology in the ninth grade anymore?
Correct.
Was that something?
One of the changes in store, we had originally flipped physics right before they charged the schools with having keystone exams in biology, thinking that physics would inform the other key science subjects. What we're finding is that certain groups of students just aren't ready for that. So what we're doing is migrating back to a split, actually. Some students will continue to get the physics in ninth grade, the higher achievers, while the others will go back to the biology, because we need to make sure, we need to ensure that our biology skills are secure. Good question.
I would just like to affirm my congratulations to everyone. That's really good work. Really good news.
It's a broad effort. There's a lot of hands in there, a lot of heads. You really have to go to our classroom to see it. And two of my teachers are here, and then they know what I'm talking about. You get a feeling when you go in our school, and I got two parents here too, and they'll say the same thing. Get a feeling when you walk into our school, and it's a great feeling. Happy, smiling, engaged kids, and that's where it starts. And I've got teachers who are working really hard. So it's a team effort, and we've got administrators who are really capable. And it's I got these last week, and I was flying off my chair. Thank you. Just in terms of announcements, this is for all. Just a reminder, we have our reorganization meeting. The meeting is typically the second week. It has to be by law the first week in December, so December 1st will be the meeting, the work, and we'll need to reorganize at that time. The one other announcement, I'm not sure, I don't think anyone said they were going to go, but the IU's on-site medical visit with Quad Med that was scheduled for this Thursday has been postponed. There's some individual schools meeting, but they're not doing the large presentation until more information is available. Another announcement I have is we do need an executive session for student discipline matters, some land matter, and multiple legal matters, and negotiation. That's,
other than that, not much.
Other than that, I think that's all. I think that's just about every sometime reason we can have.
Just a quick question, going back to the Vietnam trip. What class is that associated with? And
good question. The one stipulation for the foundation was that it could not be a senior, because they want the students to come back and then share their experience, and there are some activities that they're sort of a requirement that they come back and do some things with it. That doesn't mean seniors can't go, they're just going to have to pay their full freight. Because we do need to try and have a forum, and we're ideally trying to look at 12 to 15 students.
That's my next question. Do we have a straw count, right?
My guess is the teachers have a straw count. They haven't shared that with me, but I'm guessing, knowing Mr. Lehman and Mrs. Lehman, they'll get their, they're very engaged with the teachers.
That's an awesome opportunity.
It's a great opportunity to go with someone who's, yeah. As I said before, this isn't like a vacation.
No,
first of all, it's a 24-hour flight.
Yeah.
So let's start there. It's not really a vacation.
McDonald's or
I actually had the opportunity to go to Cambodia and Thailand, and I would say that was a life-changing trip.
I hope that it is for our kids. Again, nothing wrong with Europe, but Europe's just a little bit like us. It's really going to be nice to have kids come back from Vietnam and have a very different experience.
I think the biggest thing is staying at homes.
I can't hear you.
The biggest thing is staying at homes. Like, they're going to really meet real people and have that experience that might last longer than the trip. Like, the relationship that you make, a lot of times they last years,
They're going to do their best to do those kinds of things and save money, and they're still sort of framing some of that. But I think they're going to get, the word I would use is they're going to get an authentic trip out of this, not your travel agent trip. So I'm excited for the kids. That concludes my report.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for the management committee or anything else in general? Look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.